Hello, wonderful people. My name is Ochenga.
And my name is Kongwa, and you are listening to the We Care podcast.
And if you don't know us, we're just two college students that really want to talk, and we love talking.
We do love talking, and better yet, we love talking about serious conversations. We go in depth as we discuss, debate, interview, and have fun. And we have conversations that we want you to be a part of.
We want you to be part of conversations that are Christian, real, authentic, and empathetic.
Yes, so don't leave just yet. We're about to get started. Welcome back to We Care, everybody.
Welcome back, guys. I love this podcast because it is a learning experience for us and our listeners.
I agree. I absolutely love being on this journey with everyone and having more people and listeners to be a part of the conversation that we're starting.
I mean, last episode, we laid down the ground for the theme and of our season. It is about the mushy, gooey, lovey-dovey relationships.
Let's be honest here. It's not that easy to be in a relationship. And I'm sure that there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes. That's why we are bringing an engaged Christian couple to come and discuss their journey, the process it took for them to get there, and how they're planning for their future.
I mean, I am so excited to talk about the topic because it was one of my favorite couples, and I respect them so much. And I met them like last year, or like, you know, I've known them for a while. So they are really close friends of mine. So I hope that you will like them too.
Right. If you're as excited as we are, then sit back, grab some tea, and chillax because we are just getting started.
I started planning for this episode. I was like, you know what? We have an excellent couple for our engagement episode. If you meet them, you can tell they are after God's heart. They are people that are really humble and close to my heart. I'm getting emotional thinking of their wedding.
I agree. And as much as I know about them, they have such a focused heart on God and are amazing people to just simply be around and to also learn from. I know that they're your close friends, so do you mind introducing these two beautiful people?
All right, everyone. Welcome Drew Sellers and Haley Newman.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Yeah, it's an honor, honestly.
Y'all, thank you so much for coming, even though you've had this crazy busy schedule. But thank you so much for just making room for just room for us and being able to tell your story. Yeah. But before we start, just tell us a little bit about yourselves. Like, you know, like, what are y'all's, how have y'all met? How long have y'all been together?
Yeah, sure. Well, I can tell you that how we met, we have two different sides of the story because like every story, there's two sides.
Right.
And so for me, how we met, I saw this beautiful girl talking to one of my friends and I said, bro, what is that girl's name? You got to tell me. And so it turned out that my good friend was working with her at the gym. And so from there, he kind of helped me, kind of set us up. And so I remember I was just like, man, she's so pretty. Like, what does she want to do? Because for me, I want to move and I want to travel and I want to do ministry work overseas. And so that's a big part of what I'm kind of looking for in a girl.
Right.
And so at the time, and so he told me that she also had a call to ministry and to move overseas. And she actually grew up overseas as a missionary kid. And so when I heard that, I was locked in. I was like, this girl is perfect. Oh my goodness. And so I talked to my friend a little bit more. And he actually went behind my back and told Haley that I had a crush on her.
Oh my gosh.
Which I couldn't be upset because it turned out her reaction was positive, clearly.
Right. It worked.
And, you know, it worked out. So I remember he told me, he's like, dude, you gotta go for it. You gotta go for it. She sounded interested in you. So part of what we decided that we would do is become best friends first. And so we'll talk about that a little bit more. But Mm-hmm. Her side of the story is a little bit different.
Yeah, Haley,
what's
your side of the story?
Yeah, mine's a lot different, actually.
Is it exciting as Drew's?
Well, I mean, we'll find out, I guess. But I remember seeing him. I came into the office, the SMA office, mm-hmm. and I was picking up a package that a missionary or a pastor's wife had sent me. Mm-hmm. And he was in the office with the committee. And I saw him, and I thought he was so cute. But I was like, this is the first week of school. I don't want a chance. Like, I don't want to get my hopes up. So I just didn't think about it. And I kept seeing him. I would see him in the cafeteria. I would see him just around campus. Mm-hmm. And every time I was like, man, he's really cute. I just want to get to know him. That's like, right. He's so cool. And I just kind of put it in the back of my mind. And then it was funny when Zach, his friend, told me about him at work, because it took like 3 hours for him to tell me. It wasn't just like, so he has a crush on you. It took forever because we were working a shift together.
Oh.
So he was just telling me things about Drew without telling me his name. And I was just thinking, he sounds so cool. Like, just tell me who this guy is. And he eventually told me. And I was so happy. I was like, this is the guy. This is the guy I've been seeing. Oh, my gosh. But
boosting up his ego.
Yeah, no, for real. And then we met and hung out for the first time, ironically, at worship night. That's how holy we are.
Oh. Oh.
You meet Jesus, you meet your husband.
There you go.
No, but in all seriousness, we hung out there, and we didn't really get to talk that much, but
right.
It was cool being in that moment together, and not, like, together, but after we got to talking, and mm-hmm. it just kind of set our friendship off on the right note, you know?
Right.
And it was just really cool. It was awesome. I'm glad that Zach told me. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a bad friend move, but it worked out.
No, it was a good friend move. Honestly, it was a good friend move.
Drew, I'm just going to say that I helped you a little bit in a relationship. I'm just going to get some kind of credit. I'm not doing this for clout, but I vividly advised Haley to give you a chance. We were in Gwine's lobby, and I was like, she's like, oh, Chinga, what do you think about Drew? I was like, ah, oh, Drew, let me tell you a little bit. Like, okay. I only said the truth.
Oh, right, that's okay. Right.
Which was good, which is not right. And I was like, you know, you should give him a chance. He's a good guy. He's not flaky. He's not, he's not arrogant, I think. But, kidding. I just, like, shared the heart because, like, honestly, like, I told her about the friend that I have. But,
And, yeah, you, Ochenga, you've been there literally the whole step of the way.
Yeah.
Our personal photographer.
Oh, yes.
For free as well.
Pictures.
I don't have to pay for that at all.
I know.
Wow. That's a good friend.
Until he tells us to, I guess.
I'm not trying to give you any ideas. Don't do that, Ochenga. I kind of do remember, okay, we were in the, we were at Einstein's, and then you kind of, one of us was in a rush. Then you kind of came up to me and you asked me, you said, there's this guy, you said no name. And I was like, okay, all right. You're like, there's this guy, I kind of like him. I don't know what to do or how to act around him. I don't know. Do you remember that? That was in Einstein's.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Oh yeah. No, I remember. I was talking about Drew, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I thought I knew because I saw y'all just like giving each other a look. I was like, wait a minute, that was
in
not
Einstein's?
A friendly look. No, not at Einstein's, whenever you were at the, you went to the gym one time, and I was like, wait a minute, wait, it was, you were just passing by.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay, So I said, because at this time, I also had a crush on a guy, but that's another segment, and I got some really good advice, and I was like, it works for me, so I was like, okay, Haley, just treat him like a brother.
Brothers only? Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm so glad that it did work out, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't take your advice, I guess. I did not treat him like a brother.
It made the moment a little bit easier. You're like, I never thought about it that way. Then right whenever I left, you probably threw that thought outside the window.
I guess. I feel like I would have tried, but
yeah.
Clearly I didn't.
So guys, I just gotta say, like, you know, For those who don't know how does the show goes, we usually ask our listeners some questions and their thoughts about certain topic. And we were like, okay, we're going to have an engaged couple here. Yeah. And I was like, okay, people, what do you want to say about it? And we're going to ask you some of the questions and you're going to have open floor to discuss about it. And we're going to talk about perspectives. Mm-hmm. So here's the first one. Some said it is so exciting to publicly declare your love, mm-hmm. but also the planning can be so stressful. Yeah. What are your thoughts about that?
Planning a wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, you mind if I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's really fun to look on Pinterest and get all these ideas and just dream. And it is like that. It was like that before I got in a relationship. But
until it's now, actually real.
Yeah. Now right. It's real. There's a deadline.
There's
a August
budget.
14th. I gotta get everything done. Oh my gosh. A lot. But I have friends and my parents and his mom especially, she loves planning. So it definitely helps to have people like by your side and they kind of have a plan. They've done it before, but it's fun. It is a little stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would definitely say I'm more of just the backup for this whole event. So she kind of narrows down the plan and then comes to me and says, what do you think about these options?
Yeah.
And then I just kind of give my opinion. But one thing I've wanted to just encourage Haley as she's planning is just not to get caught up in all the planning, but to enjoy the process.
Yes.
And to, you know, most people say this is so stressful planning a wedding, but, and that there's truth to that, but it doesn't have to be just constantly stressful.
Right.
You can enjoy the process. Mm-hmm. You can love every second of it because it is a huge event in your life.
Right.
And it is a very special celebration.
Yeah.
And so just kind of trying to remember the small things and enjoy the process.
Yeah. And honestly, something I've already learned is don't try to plan or please everybody, because you're not going to please everybody.
Right.
There's going to be someone that's expecting something you don't offer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's your day. So choose what you like, what you and your husband or your future husband or future wife like, and don't feel pressured to please anybody else.
That's right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm writing notes right now for my non-existent wife. Cool.
Oh, she's somewhere. She's existing.
She's somewhere.
You just don't know her yet.
She's waiting.
Wow. Honestly, I love that perspective. Just enjoy the process and don't try to please absolutely everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So focusing a little bit more on like the process, we did get a couple of questions about the process. So while being engaged can be a very delicate and beautiful time of our lives, a big milestone, many people rush it and it brings a lot of questions about the sincerity of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So our question, or the people's question, is how do you know if a relationship is based on attraction or to merely reap the benefits of marriage?
Ooh.
And how long do you think a couple should date before they get in a relationship?
Yeah.
I would say just between like initial attraction and then just the benefits of marriage. I think that if someone is realistic and has realistic expectations for marriage, I think that's a good way to see their maturity and their intentions. Because I don't think that marriage is gonna be, you know, constantly just roses and just, I know the honeymoon phase, as they call it, is going to fade away.
Right.
And then that's when the real life is going to kick in, you know, with bills, future kids, and just the problems that come with life. And so I think it boils down to realistic expectations for marriage. Yes, there is a lot of amazing benefits to a marriage and to a married couple and being a married couple. But I think there also needs to be a good balance of realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it would just knowing the sincerity of others, you would just need to know that person and know their intentions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think?
I think I was going to answer a little differently, but I totally agree with what you said. I think it's very easy to see this, I don't know how to say it, but how serious someone is in pursuing you by how they talk to you. And are they always flirting with you, or are they actually asking you questions about yourself?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wanting to know, like, asking you, like, deeper questions. Actually trying to get to know your personality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or are they always making comments about how you look and how you dress? Like, if they're just constantly trying to flatter you, then maybe they're not so serious about pursuing you and, you know, having a good, solid relationship.
Right. Or maybe they're just trying to get to know you. Right? And, like, you know, it's okay to, like, ask some surface level questions. But after a certain period of time, you got to start asking, like, deeper questions. Like, you know, I want to know about your childhood. I want to know about your dreams. I want to know about, you know, where you came from and all this kind of stuff. And so it does take a lot of time to, like, get to know somebody, but how long is too long of a wait?
And where are they asking to, like, hang out? Are they asking to hang out only at night? Are they asking to hang out in the car? Or driving somewhere alone? Like, are do they want to hang out with you and friends? Or are they always just trying to be alone with you where, like, there's no one else to keep them accountable?
That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
I would also say on that, just paying attention to red flags. I know sometimes when a red flag pops up, people try to just look past it and think that, you know, it's not anything to worry about. But just, red flags really do, I mean, there's something to pay attention to. They really do mean something. And so I think it's something that once those red flags pop up early in the relationship, you should you should pay attention to them. And so,
but that's whenever discernment does come in. Red flags are not always stop signs. Sometimes it's like, okay, God's working on them in this way.
Sometimes it's a pay attention signal. Like, you know, like a signal's like, hey, pay attention to that. Maybe it's something that you have to take care of. I wanted to ask, like, since you were mentioning red flags, and I wanted to ask, like, what are some red flags that you would advise, like, okay, hey, this is something that you would be, like, you should look out for. Like, Haley, you mentioned a lot about, like, the time and where and the looks and stuff. Like, I really like that. But for you, Drew, like, in general, like, as from a perspective of a guy, what are some red flags you would say or you would advise, like, other men in pursuing?
Well, my my aunt, she gave me a good perspective when she was talking to me. Might have been about Haley. Before she had met Haley, she just told me to be careful with who I let in my life. Because, you know, if you're planning to have children, like, this is going to be the mother to your children. And so if you want this woman to raise your children in a certain godly way, then you need to be very intentional with, you know, who you allow to raise your children, basically. And so I would say, if some maturity is a big thing, it's, I mean, it's a relationship and it's a partnership. And for a guy, you definitely need somebody that you can trust and lean on. Because I know she wants someone that can protect her and someone that she can lean on when she's struggling. And I need the same thing, you know? I need someone that is going to take care of me and that is strong enough for me to lean on when I'm struggling. And so, I think it's maturity is a huge thing. Someone that, you know, will lift you up rather than you constantly having to lift them up. And, you know, they say being equally yoked or being equally, balanced would be a good way of saying it. And so I would say finding someone that's not too caught up in themselves is a big thing. I think a lot of the red flags she said can also apply for a guy. How the girl is wanting to hang out and how she's acting around you and, and just, you know, certain things. Like if a guy is flaky on a girl or stands a girl up, I think it's just as much a red flag if the girl does that to the guy. So...
Or even how friendly are they with the opposite sex? Are they talking to other girls like they're talking to you? Like, are you, are they talking to you any differently? Like, I mean that by, are they talking to you
with the guy, like, right? Like, if the guy is talking to other girls.
Yeah, but I think it can apply to both. Yeah. Because I've seen some relationships kind of die off because the girl or the guy was a little too friendly with other girls or other guys. And it didn't, it didn't really show that person that they were pursuing that they were special. It was just like they were like anybody else.
And I can tell you one thing that really stood out to me about Haley is when my friend Zach first came up to me and said, hey, Haley might be interested in you as well. He followed it with, she first wants to build a friendship with you. And so I think when you're looking for someone else, that initial relationship, friendship, is something very, very important. Because we've talked about it a lot. And I've said it before, is the roses and the honeymoon phase dies off, but a friendship is sustainable. A friendship stays. And so there's been times where, you know, we've had to deal with, you know, hard things together, and it's been our friendship and our being able to hang out and laugh together and, and just be together has been what sustains us through that.
That's good.
So y'all realized early on that y'all can actually be compatible. You know how to communicate, you get along with each other's friends as well. It's like finding out, like, okay, this is the way that my life is, this is the way that her life is. Like, it can actually intertwine with one another. Like, we're very compatible with one another.
And with that, there was some things I had to give up and I had to let go of, and there was also things she had to give up and let go of. And so really it was just being selfless, being humble, and, you know, saying for the sake of her needs, I'll put these things to the side. And she did the same thing for me. And so that's how we kind of were able to intertwine our lives in a way.
That's really good. Like, you know, dying to yourself, like, you know, of course, to serve the others. Like, one thing that I of course, read and research and do a lot of things. But one thing that I saw, they said, especially about a guy, like, a guy would not pursue a woman if they see that she is not available. Meaning, if a woman is very friendly with all the guys and stuff, even if even though she's single, even though she's not interested with them, but if a woman is really busy with, like, for example, she going business stuff and doing this thing, and she does not look like she would, like, would be open to do something like that, even though she is, or that's how it looks like, that's when the guy would not approach her. Like, I'm going to say personally myself, like, I didn't date or anything. But if a girl, like, sometimes there were some girls but I'm like, where I was interested in, but I was like, yeah, I'm not going to pursue them. They're too busy. They're doing this. They're doing that. They're doing this. Yeah, I'm not going to, like, kind of get into that. And maybe instead of actually pursuing a relationship, I'm just going to be, like, an extra weight on that. And maybe I'm going to mess up a friendship. But I think that also applies for, like, a guy too. Like, if they want to pursue a woman, it's not all about the feelings, but, like, do you actually have, like, the endurance and the grit to actually pursue a relationship? It does not mean, like, you have to have, like, a block, like, seven, but there's an investment emotionally and physically into that too. And so I think that that's a really good point. But how did y'all know you were ready? Like, when and how? Like,
to date or get engaged?
Like, no, actually, like, you were ready, like, to actually, like, to get married, like, to get engaged,
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Or? Yeah, you take it.
Okay. I want to say, I think I knew I was ready to be engaged when me and Drew faced many, many obstacles, and but we got through them, and we actually liked each other at the end of them, because I saw so many relationships just fall after one big argument or one big disagreement, And I was really scared. This is my first relationship and my last relationship. So ooh, I didn't
hallelujah. Have... Praise Jesus.
I know. But it was all God. But I didn't have anything to base it off of. So other than things I had seen or friendships or some of my friends that had gone through bad relationships. Mm-hmm. So that's all I had. So I was very nervous. I didn't know how I was going to face it if we had an argument. So when we did, it was intimidating. But... Right. We both wanted to be together, and we both wanted to keep pursuing each other, that we worked through it, and we decided that we were not going to leave the conversation until we faced the issue, or at least came to some sort of an agreement.
Oh, I love that. You know? I love that.
We never left on a bad note, and we might have still been upset, but like a little bothered by what had happened, but we didn't. Like, we didn't move on without discussing it with each other and hearing each other's perspectives, because it's good, because then you can think about it after the fact and you kind of come around, or you understand where they're coming from.
That's good. We've taken so much of when we would disagree on a like whatever. I think most of the times that we disagree, by the end of it, we take time and I would say, okay, well, I understand why you feel this way. And this is why I didn't initially understand it. And then it's her turn. She'll say, okay, I understand. And usually that's how it is.
I understand, but I don't understand.
Like, we had to force it at first, but now it's more natural.
Yeah, so. Well, and we don't, and that's with all genuineness and honesty. We don't do that out of just to end the conversation. That could be, you know, hours after a disagreement, or it could be 5 minutes. Like, and so we really try to we try to work things out. But for me, I don't know. Like, people have asked me, like, how did you know she was the one? And it's, I wouldn't say it was something that just clicked per se. It kind of happened over time. I think the biggest thing for me that stands out is when she met my family. And kind of seeing her interact with my mom was a big thing.
So how long into dating were y'all at this point? Whenever you met? Yes, whenever you met the family.
A month.
Well, we spent time talking before we were official. Like about 2 months actually before. So my parents had heard about her, and we had gone on many dates. And so it probably was about...
Maybe 3 months.
It was about... Yeah, I would say it was about 3 months when she met my family. So that was probably about 5 months into our relationship. And so my family had heard a lot about her, because I had annoyed them with constant stories.
Even me. I heard
like
you.
Anyone that was around. Anyone with an ear that wanted to listen, I would go on and on about how perfect she is. But so they, seeing, really, that's probably the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. 3 months in, seeing her interact with my mom and how natural it was. And I knew that she was wife material. She would have.
She was a wifey.
Yeah, she fits in the family well. and so, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say something. Like, there was one time, like, I actually, like I'm just going to be, like, to all the listening, because they don't know y'all. Like, I remember once, like, because I've been around y'all, like, I've seen him once, like, y'all, like, kind of had, like, a disagreement or something. And at that time, like, Haley got upset about something. You made a joke. You're good at jokes, but sometimes you go really off board. You did not like the joke. And you were like, I'm upset. And you were like, whatever, you're leaving, whatever. And he was like, wait. I was like, wait. Like, you were, like, leaving. I was like, no. Like, Haley, we have to talk about this.
It was and that then, bad?
No, it wasn't that bad, but he did not. I really, like, that was really great. Like, I saw, like, Drew in his full person. He's like, no, let's go talk about it. And y'all went and locked yourself in the closet and started talking about it. Wow. And then afterwards, you're like, okay. And I was, like, watching it. I was like, wow. Like, I'm like, me, like, I was like, I looked at it, I was like, wow, this is one of the healthiest arguments I have ever seen. I did not hear anything, because I've seen arguments, like, between, like, some certain, like, couples, and, oh no, I've seen the whole telenovela, you screaming, her screaming, whatever, like those things. And, you know, give the other one cold shoulder. But when I saw y'all, like, where he was like, no, I'm not gonna leave her being upset, even if you knew, you thought that you were not, like, it was not that bad. But the fact that you want to be like, hey, I want to understand, yeah. I want to learn, right. You know, why did I do wrong or how to interact with you? And I was like, I really wanted to say something about it, but then I was like, you know what?
You just saved for the podcast.
Like, I was, no, it's not that. Like, actually, it was like last year, like when y'all just started dating. So really? I was just like, maybe something like that. So,
saying we have is actually, like, if
I think earlier in the semester,
something happens and I feel annoyed or she feels annoyed, a saying we have is like, would this matter on our wedding day? And usually the ooh, whatever's going on really doesn't matter. And yeah. It's not going to matter when I'm looking into her eyes on our wedding day. And so that usually...
Oh my gosh. That I'm going to write this down.
So not making too big of a deal about the small stuff. But even if it bothers her, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
If it bothers you, it's a big deal.
Yeah, so sometimes that saying doesn't apply. But... for the most part, it does.
Usually, it only applies when we're being really dramatic about the situation, which happens quite a bit.
But y'all still talk it out. At the end of the day, you have the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't allow, like, you know, you don't hold it against them. Because that can grow. And, like, it could feed into your relationship, like, 10 years down the line. Yes. Like, you have a flashback and, like, mm-hmm. Oh, well, 10 years ago, you made this dumb joke.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I totally forgot all about this. That's why you're being so angry at me.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry. Were you done?
Oh, well, I was just about to say that I think that's really healthy. And, like, other people who are even witnessing, y'all have, like, an argument or a disagreement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can learn from that. They're like, you know what? I can use this exact same tactic. For another friend who I have an issue with.
Yeah,
so it's about like that instant, not, you know, gratifying yourself in your own feelings and your own emotions. It's like, okay, instant laying yourself down and instant forgiveness and instant willingness to understand.
Wow.
Because what's going on in your world matters to her, and what's going on in your world, Haley, matters to Drew as well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
for sure.
Because I love her so much, and I want to settle. I want to settle whatever's bothering her, and so we work it out.
Oh, did you have something to say too, Haley?
Well, I didn't want to go too off topic, but I just thought of one last thing. I think we both follow this without even, we don't even have to say this, but we don't ever talk to anyone else about our problems unless it's someone who can actually help us, like our parents or just a trusted adult, not our friends, because I think it's very inappropriate and immature to talk about your boyfriend or your girlfriend with your friends, because it's awkward for that friend, because they're not going to know how to act around you the next time that they see you, because they're just going to remember your conflict, and nobody needs to know that but y'all, because I think it's a private thing, and it's a best friend you're keeping for life, or you're hoping to keep for life. So I think,
Oof,
something
beautiful.
Sacred.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Wow. Thank y'all so much for that, for all of y'all's responses. Just all of that was just
kind of went on a rabbit trail.
I know. Hopefully everybody on the other side who's listening, their journals are like full up. Full of like tips and advice.
No pressure.
That is so good. Well, thank y'all so much. We're going to go ahead and transition into a break and then go over some other questions. All right. Thank y'all so much. All right, y'all. Welcome back. Okay. So let's just go ahead and jump right into the next questions. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so we've already kind of talked about how y'all are very realistic whenever it comes to thinking about marriage, right? Uh-huh. Like, you already know that there will be times whenever you have disagreements or even arguments. You've experienced a lot of that in, like, your dating life and whatnot, and you know how to strategically work through that. Mm-hmm. To be honest, though, a lot of people talk about marriage because they're looking forward to, like, the sexual aspect, and because they're afraid of being alone. But they don't consider the defining aspects of a relationship. Mm-hmm. What do y'all have to say about that?
You can go first.
Yeah. Well, since we kind of covered the argumentative side, we could talk more like about the sexual expectations and being alone. So I think for me, when I picture a life as a married man, I try to, yes, there's those things we can look forward to, like sexually, but I think I also try to picture a lot of just the day-to-day, getting home from work and cooking food or waking up and or doing the dishes. I try to, because I've asked my married friends a lot of questions and really observed, and I think I've gotten some really good advice of just being selfless and not in a competitive way, but trying to outserve your partner that you're in a relationship with. So if the dishes need to be done, I'm going to serve Haley by doing the dishes. And if the clothes need to be cleaned, I'm going to try to serve her in that way. And so I just try to picture a regular day-to-day, you know, married life without trying to get too caught up in the sexual aspect. So what do you think?
I think it's very easy to think about the sexual side of marriage, and you're attracted to your partner, so of course it's natural to think about that. But I think it might be easy for me to say this, but I know for myself, if I entertain the thought and I keep thinking about it, then it's gonna affect our relationship, and I'm not gonna see him the same way. If I'm always thinking about that, then I'm forgetting the other aspects of marriage, which are some of the best aspects that are going to be the most fun. How we laugh together, how we have good times together, the memories we've made.
Right.
And they have nothing to do with sex. It's just our personalities and just the way that we interact with each other and get along. And I think that's one of the most important parts of a relationship because I think sex is just an addition, you know, it's just a bonus, I think. And I feel like everybody says that, but it's true.
Yeah.
Because just like attraction, I feel like without getting along with the person and laughing and being best friends with that person, like sex would not be the same, I don't think.
Yeah.
If you don't actually connect with that person.
Right. Oh, you know? That's good. Right. That's good.
Yeah.
So, because like since I really like this one, I wanted to go a little further. Like, when it came to a relationship and like, as Christians and growing in a you know, Christian home and talking about sexuality and marriage and relationship, how did each one of y'all's parents just approach you about talking about relationship in general or how it's like supposed to be? Because that's a really interesting take, and I never heard somebody talking about it like that.
I don't think it was just a necessarily something that was, you know, my mom or dad just approached me. I think it was a lot of life lessons throughout my life. And I think a big thing was just seeing how my dad treated my mom, and they were best friends. And I was very, very fortunate for that, because I know a lot of families are split, and you know, there's stepmoms and stepdads. But for me, just seeing, you know, my dad joke around with my mom, mess with my mom, and her get mad, and then they end up laughing at the end of it, you know, that was like always something I really wanted.
I've seen it.
yeah, you've been at my house, and just seeing just how, you know, but I've also seen the times where my dad, he has his own business, so when things aren't necessarily going how they would expect, I've seen like the really hard times too. And so but they've been strong and they're best friends, and a lot of times my dad still refers to my mom as his girlfriend, which is really sweet. And so it's one of those things where I just kind of observed. What about you?
Yeah. I think it's kind of the same for me, because I was fortunate to grow up in a home with my parents still being together and getting along. And they definitely had their times where they were upset at each other.
And you are missionaries, too. Yeah. So that's another aspect, too.
Yeah. And it would be tough, but they would never argue in front of us. They would always go to another room and bear in mind, we lived in a really small apartment, so we would sometimes hear the argument, but they were making the effort to not be in front of the kids arguing with each other. And also, I would say with my Nana and Grandpa, they are the definition, like Drew said, outserving one another. They are the definition of outserving one another. They just, they adore each other. And they've been married for over 40 years. And they're still growing strong. They love each other so much. And that's been an inspiration for me, for sure. Every time I'm around them, that's just, I want that. So that's what I'm excited about.
Ooh, honestly. That's good.
So y'all have all of these examples that y'all can kind of look up to. Do y'all also have, like, mentors or accountability partners as well? Like, individually or together?
Not together. But you have a mentor, don't you?
Yeah. So I have a pastor friend that he really has been vital to, from the beginning of mine and Haley's relationship. He's checking in on me probably every other week, even though I don't live near him. Just asking me how I'm doing and, you know, if I'm still going strong. And so he's been huge. And I think there's just been also, like, for those people that don't have a super, like, healthy family life, or their parents are not together, a lot of the advice I've gotten has been from people that aren't my family. It's been from friends that are married, from newly married to been married for several years, just really just asking the hard questions, you know, how do you guys do it? You know, what did you guys go through? And just having those people there. When we, some of the advice we've used, or some of the things we've used for when we have disagreements, we actually got from some friends of ours that are, they're good, godly people. They've been married a few years. They're definitely people we look up to. And they gave us some great advice. So if, you know, I wouldn't, I don't want to discourage anyone out there that doesn't have just the model parents or the model grandparents to look to. There's always someone out there, and we've gotten a lot of great advice from our friends and and other mentors.
And honestly, if you don't know someone personally who's in a relationship and can give you that advice, YouTube exists. And it is so helpful to me, because I don't personally know a lot of married couples who I feel comfortable asking these questions to. And there's some things that are pretty, pretty personal, and you don't want to ask just any person. So YouTube is very, very helpful.
What are some of the YouTubers, like, like you say that they were really good that helped you? Like, YouTubers, do you, can you give us some names?
Or? Yeah. Well, they're pretty popular. Jess and Gabriel is one that I think of. And Lexi and Cody Johns, they're also very good. And there's another that I can't think of right now, but those are just a couple examples.
Yeah, there's a couple that actually I follow on YouTube and I watch them. It's just like, because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just nice. Like, I'm not in a relationship, I'm married, but I like, I really like how it's like Nathan Sutton. I love listening to them and everything they say, and they were like really open about that.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm still stuck on the Perrys. I love them.
I love them too. Did you want to say anything about like add to that, or you want to ask a question, like before I say something? Because I know you want to say something. I know you had to look.
Oh, let's see. Let's see. Okay. No. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I had it, then I lost it.
You put
it
on the spot.
I know. I'll probably think about it after we say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah. So. I think, like, for me, like, growing up, you know, growing up in, like, Lebanon, like, with the environment I grew up in, everybody's like, marriage, like, you know, and all of that. And it just like, okay, like, you never saw people date. You just saw people get engaged. And like, when do you see, you never know people are dating, and then you know people are engaged. It's not like here in the United States where like every single month somebody engaged, like, Like, maybe every 3 years you find somebody got engaged. I think it's just so weird. Crazy. Like, and stuff. Like, it's just how it is. Like, people are very private about their relationships and stuff. Yeah. Like, the church I grew up in. So, when I came here to the United States, everybody's like, I was like, oh, people got engaged. They're like, oh, that's sweet. Engage. Oh, that's nice. Engage. 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 And I'm like, I was like, am I missing something?
Right.
I was like, I don't understand. Like, what? You're engaged? So, this is the reason why, like, because the reason I, like, one of the biggest question I have, like, what happens when things get hard?
Mm.
Because, like, I've heard some couples where they got engaged and they had to break their engagement. Or I heard some couples that just got married at your age. And I mm-hmm. see your maturity. Like, y'all are grown. And mm-hmm. I you know that. Mm-hmm. That we used to look up to and say, oh, he's spiritually led. Great man of God. Great woman of God. They love God. And then they're divorced.
Wow.
And then you're like, what went wrong?
Right. So how do you know whenever God's really saying yes?
Yeah.
Or everything just feels right. And in your head, it looks right. How yeah. do you know that God's, like, actually giving you the favor in this relationship?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about more of the engagement, like, yeah. to the engagement, like,
right.
yeah. side. Because
right. There, for me, there was, I didn't write out, a checklist, but mentally, there were like very specific things that I was praying for and looking for in a future spouse. And I would say,
did you have like a list?
That no,
you
I didn't write a list. Oh, I think okay. Haley did because she's,
oh, I'll get to that.
She
yeah.
is a planner and
list?
She writes,
oh,
but I had a that. Mental, I had a mental list. And, before I met Haley, you know, I would say, there were people that were interested that I just would pray about and did not feel mm-hmm. right about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Part of that was because, like, I had specifically prayed and I have a specific, you know, calling and a direction that I want to go with my life. And
mm-hmm.
and so I would pray and really, like, really pray. Not just like, okay, this person, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to blame it on God for not working yeah. out or something. But, like, I really prayed, and I really sought after God's direction because
mm.
I wanted him to be in our, whatever relationship I was in, I wanted him to be in it.
Oof.
And so I wanted to include him in the first step. And so I prayed. And for Haley, it just seemed like, one, she met every single thing that I could want. And there were even some things, because I didn't write it down, there were some things that I had, like, almost forgotten about in a way until she's like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Or, yeah, I do this. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, that is perfect. Like, one thing is I always want it because I cannot sing. I always want it. A girl that could sing. And Haley actually just started singing on the worship team, and it probably wasn't a few months after we were dating that I actually knew she could sing.
What?
Because yeah. she's very humble with it. But she, I did not know. And then when she told me she could sing, I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, that's, I can't sing and I'm glad you can.
Aww.
For those who are just listening, I'm just gonna give you a visual of like Haley's like, yeah, and she's like tucking her hair behind her ear, you know, like Debbie Ryan. She's like, yeah. Oh. Oh,
<gosh. laughs> she's sweet about it.
Yeah.
But it was really and just to give the churchy Christian answer, I just prayed about it and really just ask God what he thought, and if I didn't feel at peace, I wasn't going to go through with it, and if I yeah. felt right, then I was going to go through with it and allow God to lead me from there.
Yeah, that was good. That's pretty similar to what I was going to say, but...
I want to know about the list.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, don't worry. That's funny. I had a list, and it was a big list.
Oh my gosh.
I think I counted it, and it was 60-something.
Oh, my goodness. Haley.
Yeah, I was picky, okay?
Drew, that's good. That's good. You made it in the top 70.
Oh, yeah.
No, here's the thing. I had that big of a list, mm-hmm. and I made little check boxes and everything.
Oh,
it was pretty funny.
My goodness.
And then after hanging out with him,
she's your crazy.
After hanging out with him a couple times, I remembered about my list, and I looked over it, and I got my little pen out. I started checking everything. Oh,
you did not.
Wait, this is the last one. He meets it. Oh my god! I freaked out. I go to my room or my friend's room, and both of my friends were in there, and I freaked out, and we both freaked out. We all screamed.
Yo, really get me a notepad and a pencil. I gotta make a list.
All of that?
Yeah, even the nitty gritty, like, he's goofy, but he knows how to tone it down. Like, I just had, like, random things like that, and he met that.
Does he really know how to tone it down?
He does.
Hey, I'm here.
He does.
I toned it down.
Yeah,
I toned it down for like 15 minutes so far.
Hey, after this... I toned it down too much. I'm about to go crazy. I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah. Don't run out of here. Yeah. No, but yeah, even, like, your list, I've watched several YouTube videos, and some people are for the big list, some people don't.
Right.
They're like, don't get your expectations up, but write your list, because...
You know what you want.
Yeah, exactly. And it was the kind of thing where I wasn't forcing myself to say that, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, he meets that for sure. Like, yeah, he definitely meets that. It was, like, so easy. Like, wow. I didn't have to think about it. He just met it. And maybe that's I was blessed, and I was one of the few that ended up with someone that met everything, I guess. But mm-hmm. I don't think it's too uncommon.
Ooh.
I think you just gotta wait and be patient.
Mm. So here's my last question.
All right.
And this is very important. What are some ways that you allowed God to be the center of your relationship? That is my biggest question.
All right. Well, I'll go first. I haven't gone first in a little bit. I think one of the ways we keep God in the center of our relationship mm-hmm. is making church a priority
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to be honest, there's been times where we're tired and we just made an excuse not to go to church, but mm-hmm. when we make that habit and mm-hmm. go every single week together mm-hmm. and talk about it after or do a devo together during the week
mm-hmm.
or a couple times a week when we get the chance,
mm-hmm.
that just improves our relationship so much.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way we view our relationship, how we view each other,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of hard to view each other in a sinful way. I mm-hmm. say that as in a sexual way or...
Yeah.
What can I get out of this relationship right. versus
what's your pouring
what
in?
Can I give to you?
Right. Oh,
how can
that's
I,
good.
How can I serve you?
There you go.
Yeah. Yes. How can I serve mm-hmm. you? How can I,
mm-hmm.
how can I be a good friend to you?
Mm-hmm.
And when we're reading the Bible together and talking about what we're reading on our own, and we are constantly surrounding ourselves with that kind of environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just natural to view each other in the best way possible.
Wow.
But when we're not, then wow, y'all both said wow at the same time. That must
mean it's a whole thing.
We've been friends for way too long, so that's
But yeah, no, whenever that's just around all the time, it's easy and natural to just fall into that. And see each other in the best way possible.
Yeah, I would say I agree, and she touched on it a little bit. I agree with that 100%. I think there is a relationship with God as a couple, but there must be a personal relationship mm-hmm. with God separate.
Oh, that's really important.
So
yeah.
I trust her that she mm-hmm. is spending time with God away from me. And she trusts that I am also doing the same thing. And then we also come together and share ideas. But
mm-hmm.
one thing that we realize is we can't always, you know, pray together. And there's an aspect of losing a personal relationship with God when we're just both coming to Him together.
Right.
But having an individual prayer time, an individual worship time, an individual Bible reading time, mm-hmm. where we're reading separate things and allowing the Lord to fill us up separately.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We're able to come together. It's almost like we're getting God is making us whole separately.
Right.
So as we come together, we're coming together as two wholes rather than two halves coming together.
Yeah.
Ooh.
To God.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, I think it has a lot to do with keeping God in the center of your relationship as a couple and then keeping God in the center of your personal life.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And so,
otherwise, it's kind of like you're cheating on Jesus. Mm. It's like, you've been with them for such a long time and then, oh, he gives you a wife or a husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, thanks, Jesus. This is where we stop. Bye. When we really got to prioritize that spirituality and our relationship with Christ comes first.
Yeah.
And y'all have really withstood a lot of trials, I'm sure.
Oof.
And
yes.
I mean, Jesus helped each of you get through it.
But you don't want to treat Jesus like that best friend who's like, hey, now you're in a relationship, you don't talk to me anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I
hope you're knocking at your door still.
Yeah. Or there's that relationship that's like, hey, like, you want to hang out? And then they're like, yeah, I'm going to bring my girlfriend. Or you can never get one-on-one time. And so, it's about spending that one-on-one time, you know?
I want to point out something that about a relationship. Like, both of y'all, you already, you are serving with me in SMA. And also, you have a job. You are working a lot and you're taking so many classes so you can graduate next fall.
Wow.
And and one thing I realized that y'all both try your best to work on your relationship with other people individually and give them time. Like, hey, this is my time spending with this person. Mm. This is my time spending with that person. And I know it's not always easy because the furthermore you got into a relationship, that's how it's has been it's been like that.
Right.
But I really like how y'all still tried your best to have some time with your own friends separately because on your own time you are just Haley. You know, your own time you're just Drew.
Yeah.
It's not Drew and Haley all the time.
Right.
So I really like that. Yeah.
I'm glad you noticed that. I'm really glad you because it was 100% having to stop and be intentional. We had to intentionally say, okay, we need to spend time with our friend at least once a week.
Right.
Or we need to have we need to have lunch with our friend at least twice a week.
We had to say it out loud to make it real.
Yeah.
We could have easily spent
declare
more
it.
Time
yeah.
with one another.
And I would have been perfectly fine. But I really wanted to intentionally invest in other friendships, you know.
Yeah. I didn't want to lose Drew as my friend.
Yeah.
Like Haley, I didn't have a problem with him, but also Drew was like, I don't want to lose you.
What?
Yeah, no. I mean, you were
not losing me.
No, you were already intentional with me. I was like, Drew was like,
okay, I see. I thought the same thing too. I was like, what?
Yeah, Haley's just chopped liver.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Conga, do you have anything you want to add or something?
I just wanted to say thank y'all so much for y'all sharing your experience with other people. Because you never know, what y'all have been through, y'all's trials and y'all's experience. It really can enrich other people and give them insight. Because I don't know if y'all have noticed, but like I was saying, both us, we single.
Yeah, we were single.
And so, we kind of need to learn a little bit before we actually put our foot in the water.
Y'all can work some matchmaking something, you know?
Oh, matchmaking service?
I don't know if I'd be Haley, maybe. I don't remember.
Look, I'll give you my list. You know what to do.
Oh, my God. I'll try to be as natural as possible.
Right. I mean, we all do need that friend. I'll be honest with you. That person would be good. And then another person comes in and says, girl, he's awful for you. Move on.
Yes.
He's somebody who's real.
Yes.
And if you're that person, then You could do that matchmaking.
Bye, bye, bye. You know? Right. Isn't that what NSYNC said? You know, bye, bye, bye. You know?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, 90s kids. What can we do? We have derailed the train. Oh, my goodness. All
right. So now he's not toning it down. Yeah. So obviously, we're closing.
Yes. Yes.
But honestly, just thank y'all so, so much.
Yes. Thank you very much for coming on our podcast.
Wow.
Do y'all have any last advice, any last words you want to say to those people who's listening? Or like,
don't rush it. Just if you have somebody that you're interested in and you have a crush on them, pursue the friendship. And if you've been pursuing this friendship for a long, long time, then I don't know, maybe talk to them. But friendships are so important, and you don't want to ruin a good friendship.
Right.
So I don't know, take it slow, I guess. I don't want to end it on a bad note. I don't want to discourage y'all, but
I think for anyone out there that is maybe feeling discouraged because they haven't, all their friends are getting in relationships and they feel like there's no one out there for them, I would just say pray about it. I would say, you know, like Haley said, don't rush it. There's my aunt, she found her husband at 40 years old, and they're doing great. And,
beautiful.
They're loving life together. And so I would say, you know, God has someone out there for you, so don't rush into a relationship that's not meant for you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Because God might have some big plans for you, and you're just focusing on what you want rather than what he wants to give you.
And you are special, and don't devalue yourself.
Yes.
Do not devalue yourself.
Amen.
Well, guys, thank you very much for giving us your time and, you know, talking with us. And guys, if y'all interested in talking to Drew and Haley, they're around campus and stuff, you know, we will tag them on our Instagram page when we post this episode. And also, like, if you want a part two and want to hear more stuff, you know, we'll just talk to them and we'll see how to make it work and something, you know. Supply and demand, you know, right? Okay.
Oh, one last question.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Do y'all believe in the one?
Oh, no. You're not going to do this. Don't do this.
Last time I will ask anybody.
We're supposed to close this. Are we going to do that in every single episode?
Not every single episode. Just the first two.
I feel like you're going to do that again.
The one. I really have no clue. I really have no clue.
Thank you, Drew.
I haven't thought about it that much. I know Haley, I feel like she's the one I'm supposed to be with.
Okay, yes.
But I really don't know.
Okay, so y'all might not like my answer.
Come on, say it.
Okay. If you might not like my answer.
Ooh, say it.
I want to be with the one I have right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be with anyone else. But if anything were to happen, I don't think your life is over if you aren't with said person.
See, right. I told you.
I think you're compatible. You're able to be compatible with many different people.
Voila.
But I want to be with this one.
So you got too excited.
Hey, y'all, I just wanted to ask. We're just going to end that debate. We already had the talk about that.
Maybe we'll get the answer by the end of the season.
Oh, maybe we will. Maybe we'll ask all of our guests about it. So far, it's Sochenga 2. Kongwa.
Zero.
Hey,
now. Yes, we are. Okay, guys, we'll see y'all after the break. Where is it going?
You're not turning off?
No.
Oh.
Wait, was it recording?
Yes. It was recording.
That was a great conversation.
It really was. It gave me a new perspective on how to think about engagement.
We also have a lot of other questions that were not asked during this episode. Maybe we may need a part two.
We might have a part two, but we also are definitely going to do a live afterwards. Mm-hmm. So anybody who has any questions that are still unanswered, go ahead and send us a direct message on our Instagram or a voice note on the Anchor app.
If you have any questions about the voice note feature, we actually included a video on our Instagram page so you can know how you can leave us a voice note. And we might include it in our next podcast. But I just want to say that Haley and Drew, like, thank you very much for doing all of this. Like, you are really great and you are an inspiration to all of us.
Yeah.
So, guys, I hope that all of you had your questions answered for being for the engagement part.
Right. And once again, thank you so much, both Drew and Haley, for giving us your wisdom and for letting us know about what y'all have been through so that it can give us more perspectives. I definitely did enjoy it, but we will definitely be back after this short break. Y'all, we cannot say it enough that that was an absolutely amazing conversation. We have heard and learned so much, and we really pray that you do as well. Thank you very much for tuning into this episode.
I really, really, really love this conversation, and I'm hoping to see more in our next few episodes. But in the end, guys, I hope that you are seeing God in whatever situation you are going through.
Remember that God cares about you, and we care about you too.
And also, if you want to contact us, remember to send us any comment or questions via email, wecarepodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us an Anchor voice message or on Instagram, the_wecare_podcast.
All right, y'all, take care.